If you were to adopt a kid, what do you look for in an adopted kid?
Ooh.
Like, you know how some people are like, oh, like Angelina Jolie, she just adopts a lot of Asians because that's her preference.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Would you want like a half kid? Like you, or you want something?
I would probably... We're talking about looks only?
I mean, it's just, what do you prefer? Would you adopt?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I would, yeah. If I found out that I couldn't have kids, or if there was like any reason, I would, if there's any reason I couldn't have kids, or for like, I would definitely adopt, yeah.
So, preference?
I think I would, we're talking about just looks.
You can talk about anything. Subjective. Your mind.
Well, for we can, okay, let's talk about looks wise for now.
Okay.
So, if I... I think I would.
Why? I'll tell you. I want a dark skinned kid like me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like darker. Yeah, because
it's kind of like I want to adopt a kid that's like similar to the parents. So if I adopt me, it's like, oh, you're dark like your dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I would want. I think mix, yeah. I would want people to not know right away what their ethnicity is.
Oh, just kind of like cool. How I met you.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, this is going to sound weird.
What's it going to sound weird? Okay.
I would love to adopt a little person. That'd be cool.
Why? Explain.
I don't know. I just feel like it'd be cool.
You think there are like little people who are willing to be? I'm sure there are. There's so many kids in the world that have no parents or, huh?
That'd be cool because it would just be.
Everyone needs love.
It would just be interesting. I'd be like, whoa, okay, it's just different. You gotta be like, okay, we gotta figure this out.
Okay, tough question here.
What?
I think about this every now and then, which is kind of wild. What if your kid becomes like mentally like disabled?
Yeah.
You ever think about that? Like, oh, what if, you know, my kid has like Down syndrome? Or
yeah.
Then
what?
What are your thoughts? My thoughts are like, oh, I'm going to have to change my entire life for this kid already. It must be like stressful. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, it's probably really tough.
Yeah.
Like, if it happens, it happens. It's not going to do anything for me. I actually saw this guy. I saw this clip of this guy. He was like, oh, yeah, my brother has Down syndrome no, autism.
Okay.
He had, like, severe autism. And he's like, yeah, he beats me up every night. And then I was like, what? He was saying, like, oh, he just, like, he has this character. It's like a WWE character. And every night at 9 p.m., he beats me up. And I was like, wait, so yeah, I get bruises all the time. and the guy was like, do you tell your mom or your parents? And he's like, yeah, but they say, hey, it's his routine. It's very important. Like, it's very important for autistic kids to keep to the routine.
Oh, no. So it just keeps getting beat up.
He said it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But he does get beat up and then he like gets tackled and stuff. And then he said that, like throughout the day, his brother would text him and be like, hey, it's almost time. Get ready. 9 p.m. Your appointment's coming up.
Aw.
It just beat him up.
That's so sweet.
So I don't think it would be.
Yeah, I think regardless. Regardless.
It would be tough, but regardless, we'd figure it out and we would.
It's your child. No
give
matter,
them the best
right,
life.
I
yeah.
know. Doesn't really matter if your child or adopted child, whatever they look or ethnicity.
Yeah.
It's your child.
If I was going to adopt and just on like. You know, I was actually having this conversation before with somebody. How does it work? Does it work like the movies where you go you go to like an orphanage and then you like meet them all or you set up interviews with them? Like Meet the Robinsons.
Like Spy Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Meet the Robinsons, do you remember that?
I forget.
Okay, well, like they would have appointments, interviews with the parents and they would decide and then they would like but I'm thinking so if a kid is like 10, does he doesn't have a decision?
I think I'm assuming
it has to be like it's not both ways.
It's like three parties, you know.
Three parties.
I'm assuming there's a third party involved, like the orphanage. Like
yeah.
They do their judgment.
I feel like movie's been lying to us. I don't know if it's like that.
We should just go.
It's
the best time to the best way to learn is just to go and experience yourself.
True. I think if I was going to pick a kid, I would pick the weird kid.
Yeah.
Cuz I was a weird kid. I love weird kids. I love kids it doesn't like where it's just like what?
Yeah.
Like they just say whatever pops in their head and they're just like I like weird people.
Oh yeah.
Weird people are the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are very weird.
Like in Andrew's dating video, the one I couldn't make it to that I was banned from.
Yep.
Emmy,
you were banned. You were a band.
I would love it. But Emmy, she was awesome.
Yeah.
She was like the MVP of the show for me. I was like watching the draft. I was like, oh,
yeah. Because you only saw her because you weren't there. So you only saw her on the screen and you weren't there physically to like
was
see
she
her
different?
Off camera. No, it's similar.
Oh, okay.
Similar.
Yeah. I just thought she was so funny. I was like, yeah, I can't believe she's awesome. Not a YouTuber already.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. So let's talk about kids.
Yeah. So, sorry.
We're getting to the age.
We're getting to the age. This podcast, we're going to be talking about kids, how we want to raise our kids, how we grew up raising, being raised.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because we're both in the spotlight, which is kind of tricky because.
Why?
I mean, spotlight, like, we're on the internet.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, show their kids off mm-hmm. or the protect their kids. I guess we're going to dive into, like, how yeah. we're going to go
how you
into
feel
that.
About it.
What?
I mean, how you feel about it? Like when you have kids, are you going to put them on? Like, we'll talk about that. We'll get
to
that.
Oh, we'll talk about that. I'll talk about that.
But first, I got a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a little something, my good buddy Roy.
All right.
How many kids do you think there are in the world from ages 1 to 14?
1 to 14.
There's 7.951 billion people. How many of them are kids from till 14?
Till 14. So half of that is 3. And then I'm just going to take 20% of 7 point something. So 1.2 billion.
2 billion.
2 billion.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty sure like 30% of those are orphans.
Oh.
You know that?
No.
Yeah.
How much do you think it costs to raise a kid till the age of 18 before college?
200K.
Oh, that's close.
How is it?
I thought it was a lot more for some reason. I thought it was going to be like 500,000.
Because you need food.
Food.
Rent.
Water.
Water.
Collars.
Collars?
Wait, I'm thinking dogs.
Color. Crayons.
Crayons. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Water bowls.
Yeah.
Toys.
Uh-huh. Spikes.
Yeah. Kids.
Traps.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Schools. No, like, all that stuff. No. Back to school stuff. There's a lot. So I thought it was going to be more, but it's like $237,000.
Oh, that's not
on average.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So if you have 4 kids, times that by 4, average is 800K. Oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
But I guess, yeah, I don't know. Where do you think is the most expensive state to raise a kid?
New York.
Why?
Why? Because.
No, Hawaii.
Oh. Hawaii. I was like, why? Because it's expensive?
It's supposed to
Hawaii.
Be.
Hawaii.
You know, I actually, we're going to get off topic a little bit.
Are you talking about anime now?
No.
Ah, dang it.
We're going to talk about. Displaced people.
What is that?
Homeless people. It's the new term for homeless people that you're supposed to use.
Yes.
So homeless people,
uh-huh.
There's like an initiative since the Olympics are coming to LA.
Yeah.
Which is going to be crazy, by the way. I think we should leave town.
LA 28?
Yeah.
I'm going to get property.
Why?
So they can just rent it out for like those 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, we can. But I'm saying we should leave town for those 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because it's going to be crazy.
Oh, they're going to move the displaced people away from the Olympics? Wait, why?
Wait, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
No, wait. So, no, the Olympics just being in town by itself without the displaced people conversation,
okay, sure.
It's going to be insane. They said that they're proposing laws to make it so on the highway, only buses, because it's going to be so packed. And you have to take a bus to get, that's how crazy it's going to be. And it's going to be like that for like, I think the Olympics are 3 weeks, so that means 5 weeks, because a week before they're all going to get here, and a week after, so it's going to be crazy. We should go somewhere for like a month. It could be,
sure.
We can just go to San Diego, we can get Airbnb, we can go to like
Canada. Even
San
Diego's going to be busy, because it goes all the way down to Temecula.
What does?
There, yeah, or down there.
Olympics?
The Olympics.
What? Let's leave, man. Let's get out.
Yeah, let's move somewhere else.
Let's go to Hawaii for a month.
That's expensive, I heard. Right? It's
apparently, true. Yeah. Okay, displaced people, right? So they're trying to make an initiative to displace all the displaced people. And you know how they do this? I just found out.
Tractors. Tell me, what? 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 What else? How do they move the displaced people?
You're talking like bulldozers? No. No, they're just going to what is it called? Just move them.
Tractors.
No, not with tractors.
How do you move, like
no, they're just going to, on buses. They're not going to push them away.
Okay.
They're going to, like, so they're going to put them, there's, like, different states have, like, they have, like, neighborhoods. They build buildings for homeless people, and then
Put
them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that, the person I was talking to, they said that they're also putting them on islands in Hawaii, that nobody, like, not touristy islands.
Oh.
And I was like, what? And Hawaii hates that. And I don't.
That's messed up.
Yeah, because
why would they push them out?
Well, they're just trying to get them.
Send them to Australia.
Australia's
nice. That's too far. Hello.
Yeah. I don't know, but they have like compounds where they're gonna like move them out, but they're doing it. They want to do it for the Olympics, so it's gonna be because it's crazy. The homeless number or displaced people number here.
Have you ever been to Skid Row?
Yeah, I used to live near it.
Oh yeah,
so I'd have to drive through it sometimes. And I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah,
it's just tents everywhere.
I know. Okay, how do you fix displaced people? Like the number of it rising, it's tough.
It is tough. I don't know, idea, but. But if I was a displaced person, I would want to live in California.
Mm.
So I don't know, but it's pretty dangerous because there's so many everywhere. Everywhere you go, to the beach, LA, I mean downtown,
yeah,
Santa Monica, everywhere. There's, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so back to the kids.
The kids, yes. We're almost out of time. I buzzed my hair, if you can't tell.
You did.
I don't know what to do
that
anymore.
That was out of nowhere.
I'm just going to... This is what dads rock, right?
Yeah.
Buzz hair.
Yeah, you're ready for dad life?
I'm ready. I've been ready since getting ready. I was 26.
I told you in a past podcast, the best dads are the ones that start being dads before they're dads.
Oh.
Because you care.
Dude, I want to be like my dad because he is so good with kids. If he sees a kid, he just takes them. Same with my mom. They just take them and just play with them, just... Camping.
They give them back?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
How do you think you're going to be as a dad? What's the one thing you're good at? You're going to be good at being a dad.
I think I'm going to be the weird dad, but the strict dad. Because I didn't have a lot of structure growing up.
Yeah.
I rarely got in trouble. If I did get grounded for like a week, they forgot about it in a day. So I want to be like, if you're in trouble, you're in trouble. And if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're in trouble. And I'm going to be very strict with the rules. Like, I'm not going to be like, it's okay. Or I'm going to be very strict, but very fun.
Ah.
Yeah.
How was your dad growing up? Was it the same that you were mentioning?
Same thing, minus the strict part. So he was very fun, very there for you, do anything for you.
You wish he was stricter? Is that why you
want
to be stricter?
I just wish I had more structure.
Mm.
I don't know why.
In what way?
I don't know. I just wanted more like structure because now I'm very structured in my life. I fill out my whiteboard for the month.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks, I'll redo the whole board. And then I have like so many scheduling in my notes. Very organized, very everything.
Wow. Is that after starting Spicy Fruit? Did you learn that like when we all started working back together? Or
I've done that since high school.
Dang.
I love like just structure, knowing what's going to happen. Yeah. Okay, tomorrow I have to this, and I have to do it. And then I have the times I'm going to do it.
No, that's
and
great.
Like I'm very structured and I just, I feel like it's very important.
It is very important.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're just free floating and you're kind of just spontaneous, do as you will, please. But there's a better way to utilize that time, I feel. No?
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So kids, are you ready?
Yes.
You're not nervous?
No, I'm not doing anything.
You got to raise a whole life. He's in your hands. You got to keep it safe.
I need a new purpose.
He could just fall down.
Yeah, save him.
Okay, good.
You know, the older you get, the more you need new purposes. And I feel like that's a purpose I've been trying to fulfill.
Kids are durable, too.
Kids are dirty.
I've heard a lot of kids.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, and then they're always like bounce back like Wolverine. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Chopper, new puppy Chopper.
Yeah.
He like jumped and like hurt his arm.
Yeah.
And he was fine like in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. If that was Oogie, he would have been dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, Chopper. So yeah, I don't know why.
I think it's because they're just elastic and their cells are still growing. They're not done. So they just regenerate.
Dang.
Like, quick. Like, it's crazy. Like when I was a kid, I would sprain my ankle playing basketball and I would play 5 more games.
Remember that there was a clubhouse that we used to grow up in.
Yeah.
And then there was a deck that's probably like 10 feet high.
No, higher.
12 feet high. And then we would jump from the 12 feet deck into like the mulch, which is in the bottom.
Okay, but the deck was 12 feet high and then there was a 3 or 4 foot railing that we had to jump over too.
Oh yeah.
So it was like at least 15 feet jump.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so after the railing, there was also a ring of fire that would to go through in order to reach the mulch. Not lying. I'm not lying.
But we really did. We jumped off the porch, and then we would run back up and do it again.
Yeah.
Probably 10 times a day. Every time we did it, we would do it like 10 times.
Yeah. I feel like I want my kids to experience what I felt as a kid and more, I guess.
Can you imagine sliding on your knees on a gym floor like you do when you're a kid?
I've never done that.
I've done it so many times.
Sliding on your knees.
Yeah, in like jeans. I would run and then slide across the floor, and then just like soccer where they slide across on their knees.
Oh.
But I remember I would do that a bunch. And then one day I went home and I was trying to show my siblings. I was like, guys, look, I've been doing this, sliding across the gym floor. I go like 20 feet. It's so cool. And they're like, what? Show us. And I was like, well, we only have carpet. But hold on. I'll go get some grocery bags and put them on my knees. So I was like 8 years old. I got these grocery bags from like Kroger's, tied around my knees, ran down the hallway, slid across the carpet, and it was just
burnt
blood. And it was just, the skin was gone. There was blood and there was melted plastic that fused into my skin. And it healed up, but the plastic didn't come off for like a month.
So it was glossy knees.
Yeah, glossy, scabby knees.
Oh, young Alex.
Did you ever go down the stairs in laundry baskets?
Yes, I have done that.
It's dangerous.
It is very dangerous. I like doing that. What else did I used to do? I used to jump as far as I could going up the stairs. Like, how many stairs can I jump? My highest score is 4. But I cheated, though. I used the railings on the side. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, kids. Danger.
You know, I think about this also a lot because my dad had me when he was 18.
No, I know. We just figured this out yesterday, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
My dad had me when I was 18, and I'm 32 right now, and I would be 14. I would be 14 years old, right?
Yeah. Wait.
Wait. My age right now was the age 14? My dad was when I was 14 years old.
That's crazy, because so he just shaved it, or he just buzzed his hair.
Yeah.
And he was like, do I look like my dad? I was like, yeah, you remind me of your dad when I first met him when I was like a certain age. And I was like, how old was your dad this many years ago? He's like, oh, 32. I was like, oh, what? You're your dad's age when I met him when I was like 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the thing is, like, I remember growing up and like when I was a kid and my parents were like, oh, back in high school, back in college, that was only like 10 years ago for them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same story whenever we have kids. And I'd tell like, oh, back in college, blah, blah, blah. It's that 10 years ago. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you were in high school 14 years ago and your dad already had a 14-year-old when he was your age.
Yes. Yes. Bro, my parents were young.
They was young and young.
They were like, oh, let's have 4.
Okay, let's talk about our kids now.
Okay.
How many you want?
At least 2.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think 2 is a good number.
2 is a great number.
If not 2, which number you pick?
I picked.
Same.
Yeah.
If not 3, which one do you pick?
4.
Oof. I go back to 1.
Why?
I'm down with 4, but I'd rather have 1 than 4.
Would you do 1 than adopt another one?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also know some adopted kids that don't know they're adopted.
You do?
I do.
Which one? How many?
I'm not going to say on live. Only 2.
Do I know them?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
How many? Wait. They don't know.
They don't know they're adopted.
How do you know?
I'm not going to say.
Because they're your kids.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Are they?
I know 2 adopted kids that don't know they're adopted.
Yeah. So they, what if, were they your kids and then they don't know and you know because you're the dad?
No.
Oh.
No. These are, I'll tell you after the podcast.
Dang.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Wait, do I really know them?
You know one of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Filipino?
Yeah.
Oh, both? One.
Both. But you don't know the other one.
How do you know and they don't know?
Because, you know, chismis from the parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Parents talk. I'm pretty sure this person knows already because, you know,
they have
Filipinos love gossip and they always share things that they don't, they break the news that's not supposed to be their news to break, you know?
Dang. How would you feel if you were adopted?
That'll be sick. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't think it would bother me. I'd be like, all right, yeah.
I'm adopted. I'm done. Wait, am I adopted? I mean, I would be like confused. Like my whole life is a lie. But then I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, my parents are still my parents. So
yeah. I would take maybe probably a month to like.
Be. I would definitely want to meet the. I would try to track down my parents.
Oh yes.
My biological parents.
Oh yes. Oh yes,
for
yes.
Sure.
Oh man.
I would probably spend my whole life trying to do that.
Oof. How many kids you want? 2. You want 2 kids?
2.
Okay.
If I can't have 2, 3.
And
if
then
not
1?
3, 1. If not 1, 4.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do about...
What?
Santa Claus.
What about Santa Claus? Beat his ass?
No.
What do you want me to do? No, why are you going down my... Shoot him.
What, I mean, what are you
breaking
gonna,
and entering is illegal.
Are you going to let them... Like, are you going to put presents under the tree?
Yeah, of course.
And that's have it say Santa?
Yes.
How many?
What do you mean, how many?
How many presents does it come from Santa? How many presents come from you?
One from Santa, of
Only
course.
One?
Only one.
Really? Is that what people do?
Only one.
I did not know that.
You can do whatever. There's no rule.
When I was a kid, there was like a bunch. I had a bunch from, probably like five from Santa and then five from my parents. Something like that.
Oh, wow. I just want one. I don't know. One from Santa? Damn, my Santa growing up sucked. You only gave me one? What the heck?
How many did your parents
Which Santa
give you, though?
What did you have?
I think I had my white side. You had the Filipino Santa.
The Filipino, yeah. No. Wait, what was the question? One present's fine.
One present
from
Santa Claus.
I think one special present for Santa Claus is fine.
Okay, and then multiple from the parents.
You're making me think about it.
Because you don't want them to think that Santa cares about them more than you do.
Just one present from Santa.
And then how many from you?
Two. Yeah, dude. Santa.
I'm gonna get your kids three.
Hey!
They're gonna be like, oh, Uncle Alex loves Dang. Us more than all. That's crazy.
I'm gonna get your kids more than Santa then too.
So do you remember? Did you believe in Santa?
I did. I remember one morning. I'm so pissed, but I'm so glad that Santa existed in my young childhood.
Yeah.
My parents made it like a whole like a dramatic scene.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, oh. Like, Roy,
the cookies are gone.
Cookies are gone. Look under the tree. Hey, look under the tree. And then you go under the tree. It's a present from Santa.
Yeah.
Handwritten by Santa. And like that's the whole thing. That's the beauty of the whole imagination of like knowing Santa is there. And growing up, I loved it until I realized it wasn't real. Our parents gaslit us. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Bad.
Well, how did you find out?
I don't remember. I really don't remember, but I just figured out Santa was not real. I think I came back from the Philippines because I lived there for 2 years, came back here. Santa stopped giving presents for some reason. And then I just forgot.
Is there a Filipino Santa?
Yeah. Santa Claus.
You know what the national or the national animal of the Philippines is?
A tarsier.
No.
What is it?
It's a good guess, though. Caribou. Water buffalo.
Okay.
So maybe Santa has water buffalo instead of reindeer. It could be.
Just shitting in the sky. Yeah. Okay, you. What are your Santa experiences?
I think I was just like very... like as a kid, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, so they said Santa's real? Oh, okay. Mm. And then I go to school. Some kid says he's not real. I was like, oh, okay. So it wasn't like something like in the TV shows where they're like, what? No, yes, he is. Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then
still like that.
I went home and I was like, hey, is Santa's not real? And they're like, no. And I was like, ah, okay. And then that was it.
Dang.
Yeah, but you don't believe that he could be real at all?
I mean, anything is possible. He could be real. He could be real. Demons are real. The ghosts are real. Why can't Santa be real?
I feel like it's just super exaggerated, but I bet there was a guy.
I bet you he's not even fat, Santa.
Yeah.
I bet you he's a regular dude.
You think it's hard to be fat back then, back in the day?
Hard to be fat?
Yeah.
No, back in the day, if you were fat, people love it.
Because it was like status
signify
thing.
Signify rich.
Rich. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Marlon said in Cambodia.
Yeah.
The fatter you are in Cambodia, mm-hmm. the more people will love you.
It's like in the Philippines, they wear braces. If you ever go to the Philippines, or if you have been in the Philippines, or if you're in the Philippines right now, you'll see a bunch of adults with braces, and they're purely cosmetic.
What?
You didn't know this.
I didn't know.
But you've seen all the braces.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's just to show that they have money. They don't need it.
What? No,
yeah.
There's no shot.
I promise.
Up.
I promise. No, I promise. You'll see.
Who told you this?
I've seen it, and they all have straight teeth. And I ask my bodyguards when I go there, I'm like, guys, why do they? They're like, oh, it's just to show that you have money.
So
like wearing a nice watch.
So you just randomly put metal in the mouth?
Yes.
And it's just there?
Yes.
Why can't they just do like the removable ones, not the one where you stick it in?
Maybe it is. Maybe they can take it out.
No
I don't
way.
Know. I never asked them, hey, can you take those out?
You've never had braces?
No.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I don't even know how it works. They just kind of paste it on your tooth?
Yeah, they paste it, and then it, like, slowly pulls over time.
You know, I saw the other day, they have braces for dogs now.
Oh, wait, it's a dog show. Yeah!
We watched this dog show on Netflix, dude. Yeah. I watched it the day before you did, and then you brought it up earlier. Like, oh, yeah!
I was like, dude, yo, we were just painting the walls earlier. We're getting a new set. You'll probably see it soon. But I was like, yo, you know if dogs are 10% overweight, that they on average lose 2 years of their life? And he was like, I just learned that too.
I was like, oh, did you watch Netflix? Dude, painting, if you want to have a good time and a good conversation, paint. Paint with someone.
I had no idea how hard it is for dogs to become service animals.
Mm.
I thought any dog could learn to be a service animal.
Yes.
But in the show we watched, what was it called? Like Getting to Know Your Dog or something?
The Secret Mind of Dogs. Or
Secret
something.
Life
in
of Dogs.
In the Mind of the Dog or something.
Yeah, yeah. So it just teaches about dogs. And they have all these puppies. And like thousands of them are like being trained. But only half of them become puppies because of how their natural instincts are.
Yeah.
So like they're like, oh, this one would be a good drug sniffing dog. This one would be a good guard dog. This one would be a good service dog.
Yeah.
And half of them don't make it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Avatar The Last Airbender. You don't know which element you're going to get.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But I think it's because, like, I think just these days where, like, especially where all these people are, like, saying their dogs are service dogs so they get them on planes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it just made everybody think, oh, it's easy to be, you can make any dog a service dog.
You think dogs miss their parents? Because, you know, a lot of these dogs get adopted. Do you think they remember who their mom and dad were? Probably remember their mom, but, like, do they think it's kind of sad thinking about that?
I don't know. I also saw that dogs are deaf and blind when they're born.
Oh, yeah. That's from the show again.
They don't even open their eyes for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
They only navigate the world through their nose.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's their number one sense. Apparently, we have clearer vision than them. They have blurrier vision.
They only see in three colors. That's why.
Yeah.
I've learned so much from the show.
And they can't, they just see blurrier because it's not they're not as dependent on it as we are. There's their nose. And they said they can smell in 4D.
They could smell in 4D.
That means they can like be here. That's why dogs, like when you're like, they're like in the back room or something and you come home, they already know you're at the door before you even knock because they can smell you.
Like, oh yeah, there they are.
That's crazy.
That is wild. They're also wild. The only species who can figure out that human points are the direction
the
that
gestures,
they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like monkeys don't even know that.
Yeah, they're confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all, you know, we watched the show.
I know, it's the same facts.
All dogs, every dog you've ever met in your life is 99.9% share
banana.
The same DNA as wolves.
Yes.
99.9%, every dog.
Oh my gosh, dog.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Okay, back to kids.
Kids.
Tooth fairy.
Tooth fairy, dude, piece of shit.
What? Why?
Because I got gaslit so hard. So I remember losing a tooth. My dad.
Yeah.
This is same like script.
Yeah.
Right. I remember. I was eating dinner. We were eating dinner. I was like six, or five, or something. And then all of a sudden, my dad freaks out. Oh my god, what was that? Oh, did you see the light? That thing is going to your room. And I went to the room, opened my pillow, or listed my pillow. It was $5.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. I was horrified that night, man. I was completely horrified. I was like, what if this tooth fairy
kills me
or just watches me in my sleep?
Or like she wants teeth that bad, well, she just takes it out of your mouth.
I know.
Yeah.
I was so mortified, bro. And I could not sleep that night.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I'm thinking about it now, like why would I do it differently to my kids.
Wow.
Huh?
You're gonna do it though.
What?
You're gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know, they on average, a kid loses their last baby teeth by age 12.
Okay.
And then their wisdom teeth, I mean, their other teeth are ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have up until, they probably won't believe it till 12.
Yeah.
Probably till like 8, same as Santa. Like most kids find out at 8 years old.
Bro, when I was 19, my dad tried doing the same shit.
With the tooth fairy?
I got my wisdom teeth out.
Yeah.
And then.
No, you didn't.
But I was like, oh!
I can see your dad doing it. My dad did some crazy stuff too. Like, I think they just get bored and then mess with the kid. Why not?
Dude, I'm thinking the same thing. If you have a chance to fuck around with your kid without like emotionally damaging them for the rest of their life, do it.
Just give them a story that they'll be mad about now, but they'll think it's funny when they're older.
Yeah, I'm talking
my
about
dad,
it.
My dad, freaking me and my brother were sleeping, we're in our room. I was on the top bunk, he's on the bottom bunk. And we heard something rustling in the closet. There's no lights on.
Oh my gosh.
And we're like, oh. And he's like, what's that? I was like, I don't know. You hear that? And we were shh, shh, shh. And we're like, what? And he's like, I'm like, go check. And he's like, no, you go check. I was like, you're on the bottom bunk. You're already there. And he's like, no, you go check. You're faster. And I was like, you're the older brother. And he's like, you go. And I was like, fine. So I get off the bunk bed. I like slowly get to the closet. And I'm like, oh, and I open it and I run back and I jump on my bed. And then we look in there and my dad had a grocery bag wrapped around a hanger attached to a floss string and he was outside the door pulling it.
No way.
It was just to scare us. That was it. Yeah, that's the whole story. Yeah, I was like, what? Why? He just thought it was funny.
Oh my God, dude. So, if he had a phone, he would have recorded it for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What about, so Tooth Fairy, how are you going to do it now? How are you going to pull it off?
Well, I'm going to make it so dramatic, probably 10 times as worse as what my dad did. I'll do a combination of you, what you did and what I did.
What I did and what my dad did?
Your dad did.
Okay.
So I was thinking, I would probably be eating, my kid would be 5, eating dinner. I do the same thing my dad told me. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a flash of light. Oh, it's going to your room. You should check. And then the kid goes to the room, opens, pulls up the pillow. Nothing's there. And then all of a sudden, the closet starts rattling.
Oh.
Shh, 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 shh. The kid opens the door. He sees a plastic bag.
Oh.
But there's no floss.
Oh.
How's the bag moving?
I don't know.
I'm going to summon a demon.
There you go. Get his ass or her ass.
Yeah.
What? There's no money involved?
I don't know. I'll give him $1.
I think I...
Or her.
You know, I always thought it was weird when I got older. I'm like, how did I never wake up? How were they always able... And everybody I talked to, nobody ever woke up when they're exchanging the money.
For what?
For the Tooth Fairy. Like when your parents put the money in there, they've always done it successfully.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever woken up during it?
Apparently not.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have to tell them about Santa, about Tooth Fairy, about Easter Bunny before they go to school, because as soon as they go to school, other kids are going to tell them. So I think I'll keep it up until they're like 5, and then I'll be like, hey.
Would they be mad, though?
If what? If I would be
lying? If they found out the truth before you told them.
You know? Don't think they would be mad, but I'd rather them not have an embarrassing moment or like be be teased or something.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be like, hey, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
But you got to know about this.
That's the thing, though. For them to have that mentality, you got to teach them. See, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like whenever we have kids, the first year, probably just chill. Probably don't sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Year two, they're terrible twos. They go crazy.
Yeah.
And then three, they start developing, like, personalities.
Yeah.
Like, how would you teach them to be the right personality? Not, I mean, there's no right, but, like, respectable. Or what do you want?
I think something I would super want to instill in my kid is not to care what people think, because growing up, it wasn't bad how I grew up, but my mom would always be like, oh, look, they're looking at you. Or she'd be like, oh, look, oh, they're staring. And so then I grew up being very like scared of what people thought.
Oh, shit.
So I want to make sure that they don't give a they're just like... They're just themselves unapologetically. Yeah. They're just like, they don't care what people think.
Yeah.
They know what's right and wrong, but they can like do whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things I want to instill, that and structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also props to our parents for raising us.
I wonder how they grew up and what happened to them being raised to where they were like, okay, I'm going to do it like this with my kids.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
That's something we would have to bring him on for.
I think my parents were, I mean, at least my dad was very, his dad was very strict.
Mm-hmm.
Same. I didn't see how my grandpa raised him, but knowing my grandpa, he's very stern, very like a man's man. Like he's a farmer, a hunter. He worked his own land till he passed.
Yep.
But he was very strict. So I think that's probably why my dad was less strict with us.
Oh.
And then I'm going to be strict, but I'm not going to be mean. I'm just going to be like, if I said a rule, we're going to stick with that rule. If I say you're grounded for this long, there's no getting out of it early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's dad was similar from what he told me, like super strict. So when my dad came here and like raised us, he was a little less strict, but still kind of strict.
Yeah.
I think mainly because we're like minorities and Filipinos, so it's kind of new for them too. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, they want to protect us from what they don't know.
Yeah.
Like they've never been to school in America, so they don't know exactly what we go through.
Yeah.
They don't know what like first period is, second period is, and stuff like that. So.
And probably coming as a minority, you don't want to cause problems. So they're probably like teaching you have to follow the rules. Like don't stick out. Because like you're a minority, you might get like bullied or teased or like in more trouble than the other kids.
Would you like curse in front of your kids?
Probably up until age like 2. Like I won't care. I'm like, what the f-? Like like if they like shit on the floor or something. But once they get to like 2, I'll probably be like, what the shoot?
What's the shoot?
Gosh darn it. Yeah. Until, like, because I don't want them to, but they're going to see it everywhere. And I'm going to be like, look, don't, like, it's not good. Just wait till you're, after school, you can say bad words.
Yeah.
After you get out of high school.
My dad didn't give a shit. Just, you know him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just cursing every single chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you, I don't know if you've seen the, she's probably old now, but this TikToker girl and her dad, and the TikToker girl was like, she's like cursing and stuff.
No, I didn't see it.
No, I was like, what the fuck, man? What are you doing, man?
And then?
No, that was just funny seeing like an 8-year-old do it.
Okay, oh, here, I got some more kid stuff. Let's see.
Okay.
How old till you give them a phone?
Till a phone? Oh, that's a thing. That's the new generation, bro.
They can
Google
anything they want. They can be on social media. They can see what as many curse. They can look up what's the best curse words.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yep. But they are smarter nowadays, the kids.
Yeah.
I talked to an 8-year-old like probably 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're so smart.
And if you don't have a phone, like you're so out of the loop.
Yeah.
Like there's so many things you don't know because you couldn't just look it up.
Question.
Okay. Here's some stuff about it. What percentage of US kids has a phone by age 10?
10%, 80%.
50.
Oh, 50.
By age 14. 90% of kids have phones in the U.S.
Okay, I can see that.
That's crazy.
I got my first phone when I was 14.
That's probably same me. Yeah. I had the flip phone. I had a razor.
I had a brick.
Oh.
A little brick and destructible, just throw it everywhere.
I used to be so good at typing without looking. Like, I would be in class like this, just like texting everything.
Are you ABC or T9?
ABC.
ABC, yeah. I'm T9. Yeah. Dang. Okay, so iPad. How about iPad?
I never had an iPad.
Never ever.
Not once.
Yeah, I don't think you need it.
What is it's just a big phone, right?
It's just like a computer.
But
a phone is like, without a phone. It's a big phone. Yeah.
But why don't you just have a phone? Why don't you just use a phone? It's smaller, more compact.
Yeah, that's true.
But you could do more on a phone.
Yeah.
So what is the thing with iPads?
It's bigger. It's like a kind of like a whiteboard, blackboard. Kids use it because they can play games or whatever, use it.
You can play games on a phone or get a laptop. What's iPad is meaningless. It makes no sense to me.
Ah.
Because you can get a laptop. You can get a small laptop. Same, like a little bit bigger than.
Without the keyboard. It's just a touchscreen thing.
Then use a phone.
It's too small. What if you want to watch like a Miss Rachel or something?
Then project it onto the TV.
What if the TV's too big? What if you want to use it on the airplane?
Use your laptop.
But there's a keyboard.
That's crazy. I feel like iPads are unnecessary.
It is.
It's so crazy.
It is. It's not necessary, but it's nice to have. I learned how to juggle the other day.
We didn't.
This one guy.
You don't know how to juggle.
This one guy. He was
with two?
No, he started with one. You go one, two. Sorry, audio listeners. Okay. And then you gotta go one, two. All right. I'm still practicing. Also, Dax Flame was the one who tried showing me. It's kind of hard.
Dax Flame?
Try it. It's pretty good, man.
Thank you.
Okay, so you wouldn't give your kid an iPad?
I guess, if they wanted one, but I just don't see the need for iPads. I think they're dumb.
Yeah.
So,
but phones, like, what age?
Until they can go out by themselves. Maybe 14. Why not? Why would an 8-year-old need a phone?
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
they have to be, right? They're going to be with you. Unless they're, like, at a, like, a play date.
Yeah, but, like, they can use... that's a good question, man.
But what if they're at school?
They don't...
And they need to get in contact with you.
Go to the principal's office and use their phone. That's what we did.
Emergency. What if it's like...
Yeah, same thing.
Like, what if it's like a 9/11 or an earthquake or something happens?
Then you go to the principal's office and use it for... I don't know.
Everybody's going to go? The whole school's going to go to the principal's office?
Yeah, people without the phones. That's what I did. I want them to experience the same thing I did.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard, man.
I
don't know
either. I think I would... it had to be... Depends on the kid. Like, yeah. if they're very outgoing, they want to go out all the time, I'm like, all right, here's a phone. But if they're very shy and they're timid and they would rather stay home with the family, then they don't need a phone.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah,
I guess it all just depends. I mean, I feel like I know exactly what to do when the moment comes.
Yeah,
you can plan so much, but like when it actually comes, you're like, okay, this makes more sense than what I thought of like 5 years ago.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Would you want a little person to... Would you adopt a little person?
Yeah, I would adopt anybody. Little person, big person.
Would you rather have like a 9-foot kid or like a little person kid?
9-foot kid.
They could reach the top shelf. They could clean the ceilings and stuff.
Yeah, I know. They could go
but
play.
But then who's going to clean down there? Down under stuff?
Me.
Ah, yeah. I forgot. Crouching.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing. Okay. How about dating? How old are you going to let them date?
They can date whenever they want, man.
Really? Okay, so the average age of males going on a date.
Sure.
13 and a half. That's the first date.
True.
For girls, what do you think it is?
12.
And a half.
Really?
Yeah, younger. Yeah, because I guess they mature faster. But I don't know if I would let them go on, at least not one-on-one, maybe a chaperone date. But I wouldn't let them go on a one-on-one date until they have a car. Which, until they're able to have a car. So they're like 15, 16.
Yeah. You think they can last that long?
To go on a date?
When I was 13, I was so horny, bro.
Yeah, but did you go on dates?
Yeah, I went on one.
When you were 13?
Yeah.
Oh, who? What, do you remember her name? You were 13 when you dated?
I think so.
No, I think...
Maybe it was someone else.
I think you were 14 or 15. Because I dated... I was 18.
Okay.
So, but you dated her for how long?
I don't... Like, a couple months. Like,
a couple months. And then she dated another guy for a year.
Uh-huh.
And then I dated her after that.
Ah.
So I was 18. So a year before that, 17. And then a couple months. So you had to be 16.
Okay,
or 15.
Maybe 16. Maybe 15.
Yeah, maybe 15.
Okay, 13. Maybe you had no one.
Yeah, 13.
Maybe it's just my imagination.
13 is young.
13? I can't control my PP, man.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm still trying to... Like, I don't know enough to go on a date.
Dude, I remember when I went on the...
Yeah.
I remember I was doing woodwork for...
Yeah? What, you mean on, like, building stuff?
Like, doing the floorboards, like, installing, like, the wooden floors.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a 3-day work, right? Just kind of helping him put the... I was 13.
Yeah, backstory, is an old family friend, no longer a family friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did something very horrible.
He's a very bad guy. Okay, and then?
And then, after the third day, I was like, all right, because he promised me he would pay me.
Yeah.
So 3 days of work, and I asked him, hey, I gotta go, because I was saving up for the date.
Yeah.
Because we were gonna go to Maggiano's, and Maggiano's, when you're 13, it's expensive.
That's nice.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Guess how much he paid me for 3 days work.
How much
for
the
wooden floor?
How much a day?
Huh?
How many hours a day?
About 5.
So 15 hours altogether?
Yeah.
And $20.
Oh, no, more actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But how much though?
$40.
Dang.
I know.
For 3 days?
I know.
At least 20 a day for a kid.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, that's it?
For an adult, how much would that be? Probably $20 an hour.
Yeah.
So that's how much is
it? I felt so bad because we went to the day. I couldn't even pay for like tip.
Yeah.
I gave the waiter like $3 in tip. And yeah. You know, the waiter gave the money back to me. It's like, don't worry about it, man.
Oh,
I know.
He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, dang.
I feel like a fool.
What about allowance? Did you get allowance growing up?
Oh, boy. Let me tell you. I did, but it was cool. I got allowance because they gave me money whenever I cleaned the bathroom. So that was my thing. That was my chore growing up, cleaning bathrooms. That's why I love cleaning bathrooms until now. I owe my success to cleaning bathrooms.
Mm.
And bathtubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get $20 every 2 weeks, I believe.
And for cleaning the bathroom every day?
No, every Sunday.
Oh, so it's twice every time, two times you clean the bathroom, you get $20. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It was like, it helped me survive because I learned how to manage the money because lunch was $3.25 at the time.
Mm. Oh, you had to pay for your own lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I only had $20.
Mm.
If you put that together, $3.25 times 10, that's 2 weeks, is $32.
Yeah.
And I only had $20. So if I want to eat lunch, I couldn't eat lunch for like 2-3 days sometimes.
And they didn't? You didn't tell your parents?
No, man. We didn't have money.
Oh, that's crazy. I never got allowance growing up, but we would get lunch money. Mm. So they would just give us enough every day to get lunch.
Yeah.
And back in the day, I'm sure it's like $5 now, but back in the day, it was like $1.50.
Oh, wow.
And me and Aaron were elementary school. And I remember my dad gave us $2. So there's 50 cents left over.
Yeah.
And I go to the car pickup. My dad picks me up, or he pulls up. I go to the car. Aaron's already in there.
Yeah.
He just got there first. And then my dad's like mad at Aaron. And then I was like, what's going on, guys? And I'm just an oblivious kid. I don't know. I'm just like going with the flow. And I go in and I'm like, hey. And my dad's like, Alex. I'm like, what? And he's like, where's the 50 cents from the $2 I gave you this morning? And I was like, oh, I used it on candy. And then he's like, see, Aaron? Why do you have to lie? Why can't you just tell the truth like Alex? And I was like, oh, did you lie? You liar. And he's like, he said he left it in his locker. And I was like, we don't have lockers. He's like, I know. I know you don't have lockers.
Aaron, why are you lying? Yeah.
I remember being so like confused. But like I was like, okay, as long as I'm not in trouble, whatever.
Yeah.
But we didn't get allowance.
Would you give allowance?
I think so, but I saw this thing that I liked how they did it.
Sure.
So they said that chores should never be paid. You should never pay kids to do chores.
Oh, wow.
Because you're teaching them that, oh, just to do your own laundry, to do all this stuff that you're going to have to do as an adult, you should be paid for it. So it's like, oh, these should be things that they have to do on their own. So instead, the better way of doing it is having a list of stuff like chores.
Yeah.
And then putting a dollar sign next to each one. So if you clean the whole bathroom like every day for like 5 days, you get like $5-$10. If you clean the car, you get this, because it teaches them value. So the harder the task, the more money they get. But they're like, oh, so they understand its value.
Oh,
like they understand money. They're like, oh, a little harder, you get paid more if you put a little bit more work in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a cool way to do it.
Wow.
And so
that is good.
I'll probably
not a lot of
like
kids
that
know the value of a dollar.
Yeah.
They kind of just see it. That's why like $5 is a lot for a kid compared to now,
because
they don't know the value of it. That's smart.
Yeah. It's an easier way, because then you can like have them mark it off. Because if you say, hey, go clean your room, they might just hide stuff in the thing. And so then you're paying them, and they're learning how to get away with things.
Oh.
So it's better to teach them the value of money in that manner.
Oh,
so
okay.
I look up all my feed on my Instagram is about kids, how to raise kids, relationship advice, marriage advice, volleyball, and anime and boxing.
Oh,
that's
wow.
all I ever see.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to make my list so nice.
Yeah.
Top one is clean the bathroom, $1 sign.
$1 every time you clean the bathroom.
Yeah, $1 sign. And then
you got to take a picture with your iPad.
That's true.
Yeah.
Vacuum the stairs, the floors.
Yeah.
$2 signs.
Yeah.
Wipe my ass, $5 signs.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to do that. I am going to f*** with my kids, though. Like, not emotional damage, but just like, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right,
bitch. You're teaching them how to to be lighthearted. Yeah. To not take things so seriously. Yeah. That's good.
That's one thing my dad instilled in us, because he's just so like free spirited. Yeah. Same with my mom. It's like,
he taught you everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though that's where I get my anxiety due, my dad. He gets so anxious. You know
that? About what?
Just like, I don't know, life.
Like finances, family.
I don't know, just life in general. Life's scary, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, imagine, because both our parents didn't have a lot of money growing up. So imagine how much stress they hid from us.
Ah.
Like, I didn't know we didn't have money until I got older. And I was like, oh. Like, I was like, I didn't know, because I thought what I got was what I got. So yeah. I didn't think, oh, that's not a lot, because it's all I've ever known.
Yeah.
But like now looking back at the places we used to live, like there's some dangerous areas we lived in, or like there are tiny places. And to me, I didn't know. It was cool. I liked it.
That's true.
Yeah. Like I would. Yeah.
There's a deeper side to our parents that we don't know. That
they
hid from us. Like I didn't know that we didn't have money until I was in the Philippines. I was like, why am I not in America?
Yeah.
And then they just didn't have money to take care of us back home. So we lived in the Philippines for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Roy was born in the Philippines. He came here. Then he went back to the Philippines for a couple of years while his parents saved up money.
Yeah.
And they worked here. And you stayed with family over there?
Yeah.
And then he came back. But yeah.
Okay. What else is... Keep going. What's my lore, Tito Alex?
Your lore?
Yeah. Keep going. Where was I born?
Oh man, I just learned this and I forgot. You just said it yesterday too.
You were born in Montana.
Yeah, but where? Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I know you're in the Philippines. Housey River, Montana. Was it
Great Falls?
Great Falls.
We should go there during the Olympics. I've never been.
Oh, I mean,
except for when I was born.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a nice like a
yeah, right there.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's not that expensive.
Montana?
To get like a nice Airbnb for a month?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go to the hospital. You think hospital's still alive that you were born in?
Maybe.
That'll be sweet. Yeah.
But we should go for a month and just snowboard. Just have a snowboarding phase.
It's summer though.
Ah, dang it. No, it's up there. It's still cold.
Oh, Montana's not.
It's right on the border.
Is there a mountain?
It's right on the border up there.
I don't know if there's mountains in the summer.
No, there's definitely mountains. There's definitely mountains up there.
Try it out.
It has to be cold. Right? No, I guess New York's up there too, and it's not always cold.
Okay, so going back to the Olympics, how are they gonna move the displaced people to Hawaii?
By bus.
To Hawaii? You're gonna drive a bus underwater?
By plane, probably. But to the other states, it's bus.
To the other states.
Yeah, they're gonna relocate. That's the word I was looking for.
What if they don't want to go on the bus?
I don't know, but
that's
hard, man. But if they're here living on the streets and they're figuring stuff out. And they're like, hey, we have this apartment that can be yours for free.
What's the reason why they want to move from?
I think just as just to clean up the town. Because it's not good.
I know.
Because they're just as dangerous, and there's a lot of heavy drug use in that world.
Yeah,
and
I know.
There's just a lot going on.
Oh, well, so I wish them all the best.
Me too. I gave a guy $100 one time.
I was about to say something similar.
What you got?
I gave someone $20
mm-hmm.
and he asked for more.
Oh.
I'm like, ugh. It's just like hard, you know?
Yeah.
Like you want to feel for them, but it's like, you can't because they hitchhike and rag. What's that?
What'd you say?
I said, no.
Oh.
I just drove away. It's like, ugh. I just kind of made a face like, ugh.
I gave a guy $100 one time at a red light.
Yeah.
And he didn't believe me. So I gave him another one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he didn't believe me still. And then he was just like kind of upset because he thought I was playing a joke on him. He thought it was Monopoly money because of all the new stuff on
it.
And I was like, no, dude, I promise it's real. Take it to the liquor store. It's going to work. And he's like, okay. But I was like, all that. He's like, what's all this extra stuff on it? Why is there all these little 20s on it? And I was like, or hundreds on it. And I was like, because it's just for counterfeit reasons.
Yeah. And honestly, just give him food nowadays. That's what I do nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, if they don't want the food, at least you offered.
I think I'm going to start putting like just a lot of water bottles in my car and then just hand them out every red light. Here you go. Hey, you want water?
That'll be sweet.
Because they need water.
Yeah, for sure.
It's more important than food.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's very smart.
That's a good one, yeah.
Water. Water is stronger than $100, honestly.
Let me see. There's so many interesting things I want to... you know what the average weekly allowance in the U.S. is?
Weekly?
Yeah.
$20?
Yeah.
Really?
$19.35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's generous, man.
Yeah. Okay. So this is one I think about often.
Okay.
Are you going to force your kids to do extracurricular activities that they don't want to do when they're kids?
Force? No.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, pick an instrument and you're going to learn it. Okay. Pick a language, you're going to learn it. Pick a sport, you're going to learn it.
Uh-huh.
And once you get to 10 years old, you can quit all of them if you want. But until then, you're doing this. Just once a week, one class a week, one volleyball.
What reason?
Just because it's just good to have these things. Like just to know things. Be like, if you're not good at anything, you'll be good at these three things. And I don't know how to play any instruments. Yeah. I don't know any other language.
If you knew, if you took any extracurricular as a kid, would you have potentially have known and been thankful?
I think I would be thankful now, but as a kid, I my dad did put me in a Spanish school, and I was in a bilingual school, so it was half Spanish, half the day's English.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't care because I was a kid. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't really retain any of it. But I know some Spanish.
Yeah.
But if I would have done it until, I guess I did do it till I was 10. Huh, that's good.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I never got it. I tried to learn violin, tried to learn triangle, tried to learn drums, never.
Yeah.
I was never forced to continue it. But I'm definitely going to force my kids to do at least one of those or three of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And they can pick any of them, any they want. If they want drums, if they want guitar, cello, violin, whatever. If they want to play volleyball, wrestling, football, boxing, whatever. If they want to learn French, Spanish, Japanese, whatever. But they have to pick one and they have to stick with it till they're 10.
Oh, wow.
I think that's not bad. One class or three classes a week for an hour.
Listen, there's no right way to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I'll just be like, you want to do it? All right. I'll suggest it.
Yeah.
But if they just don't want to, I'm like, all right, cool.
I'm going to make them. I don't care if you don't want to do it. You're going to do it.
Because the only thing my parents suggested me doing is soccer. I'm like, you want to do that? I'm like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
So I just ended up doing it.
And you liked it?
I liked it.
I never played a game of soccer in my life.
Oh.
Isn't it like the number one sport in the world or something?
No, that's basketball.
I think soccer is like the most popular in the world. Never once played, never watched a soccer game in my life.
Yeah.
I've seen clips on social media.
Yeah, highlights are great.
I've seen highlights. Yeah, yeah, like, oh, I've never. I think it's just the low scoring thing. It's just like,
yeah,
I need more like
stimulus.
Action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just what one big dopamine hit when the score hits.
Yeah.
You just want dopamine after like mini dopamines. Yeah.
I just want it to be like, oh, it's close. Oh, I don't want it to be 1-1 for like the entire game.
Yeah.
And then 2-1.
That's why they invented football, to replace football.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You don't know.
It's the right amount of dopamine.
But like basketball, volleyball, golf, ping pong, lacrosse, all these things. I don't know.
Ping pong is lit. Have you seen ping pong?
Yeah.
Woo, dude. They go crazy.
But I like it just progression. I'm like, oh, come on. Something happened. I don't want to
wait an hour. Like volleyball. Like boom, 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 boom.
Like 1 hour for 1 point.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait an hour for 1 point for the game to change at all.
You ever skeet?
All the time.
I've never skied.
Hmm. You should try. I had a friend that didn't ski for like 10 years and he went to the doctor and the doctor was like, hey, like this is unhealthy. This is bad. And then the doctor said, you have to ski
every day.
Three times a day for like
that's hard.
Three months.
I don't. Where do you even go to ski for like three times a day?
I think at home. He's just practiced at home.
No way. He skied at home?
Yeah. I assume so. Because where else? I skied in a library one time.
So you went and you literally skied in the library. What did you ski on?
But no, what? Nobody.
I was not invited to your ski session. You know what you're saying?
No. I mean, you can be, but I don't like. We gotta be like back to back though. I don't want to see you.
But you can't do it back to back because you have to always face the same direction to ski.
Like north?
No, it's up. It's always up. You don't ski like. Reverse.
Do you face a certain direction when you skeet?
Forward and up. Bro, shut up. You're lying. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the sport.
What sport?
Skeet.
What is skeet
sport? Oh my goodness. You're talking about the real skeet?
I'm talking about the only skeet. What's a sport?
It's the gun where you gotta shoot things.
Oh, and they say pull. Psh.
Yeah, you go.
Oh. Psh, psh, psh.
You go
shoot. Skeet?
Yeah, you shoot in twos, pairs of twos, and they go back to back.
Have you done that?
No.
Me either.
You just said you skated everywhere. Yeah.
What? I was so confused.
Oh, dang. This guy skated everywhere. Now skeet. We know. World, now we know.
Wait, that's called skeet or skeeting or skeet shooting? Or?
Skeet. It's called skeet.
Just skeet.
Skeet.
Not really?
Skeet.
What?
I'm a skeet on this.
It's not skeet shooting. It's not
skeet. No, it's a skeet.
Skeet gun.
I'm going to skeet. That's what that's what it's called. You know, it was in the Olympics.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. I've always wanted to do that.
Skeet.
Yeah.
The shooting one.
Yeah.
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 You want to apply?
We should. Yeah. That looks fun.
Yeah.
It's like the little shotgun with like
you play. You do it in pairs. So it's like you shoot, then I shoot, you shoot, you shoot.
Oh, so I'm pulling for you. Like pull.
No, they pull for you.
Oh, we go.
Yeah, we take turns like shooting.
Oh, yeah.
We skeet partners?
Yes, let's skeet. Skeet partners. Skeet, okay.
LA 2028. We're going to try
it. Yeah, let's go.
You see, Dr. Dre was, he's going to try to go for the archery thing. I saw.
Is he good?
I don't know. What I saw on the Instagram, he looked good.
Oh, no, I didn't know. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
You want to try to be in an Olympic sport?
We got to train.
But first, we have to be a citizen of Hong Kong.
Why?
Oh yeah, because if you win a gold medal from Hong Kong, they give you $720,000, I believe, U.S. dollars.
Wait, are you still a citizen of the Philippines?
Yes.
Oh,
I could have won.
You could have won.
I'm a skier on the Philippines.
You get the third gold medal because I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure a female lifter won the first Olympic gold medal in 2020.
Yeah.
And then a male one for gymnastics for a floor routine, right?
Yeah.
And he got a whole house, and he got a lifetime house. Supply of cookies, lifetime supply of
ramen,
food.
Yes.
He got the doctor for free until he's like 45.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could.
You could.
I could.
You could.
Don't tempt me.
If you do that, I'll move to the Philippines.
Oh.
I'm going to stay at your house, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
That means
I'll just get the house next to you.
Oh, that means we can't leave if we're in the Olympics for 2028.
Can't leave?
We can't leave because you know you wanted to go to Great Falls, Montana.
Oh.
We have to be here in Los Angeles.
Okay, let's stay.
All right.
All right.
Dang. Okay, dang. Kids.
Yeah.
Kids. You're going to be a good dad.
I'm excited.
You're going to be a good dad. Weird, interesting dad.
Yeah.
But great father.
I wonder if our kids will like each other.
I'll suggest it to them.
Yeah, I'll force them.
Okay. I'll be like, hey, suggest. I'm already on the way. I got the hair going.
So you're probably going to be a dad first. So my kids are going to call your kids Kuya and Ate.
Unless you get a baby first.
That would be cool.
Impossible?
No. I don't, maybe. I don't think so.
Ah.
Well, you know, I was like, if me and my current girlfriend had a kid before marriage, I wouldn't be upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, I don't care what people think.
Mm.
If it happens on accident, then I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We can get married after, like later.
Life's too serious to be serious, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's not day one, it's one day.
All for one and one for all.
Oh, yeah.
But she was like, I was like, oh, yeah. So if we had an accidental baby.
Okay.
We had the baby.
Sure.
And then we probably wouldn't get married during. Because we don't care.
Mm.
So she'd probably get through the pregnancy, and then she'd probably want to bounce her body back before the wedding for the pictures and stuff. I wouldn't care. Like we can wait as long as you want. We can have two kids and then get married.
Yeah,
doesn't matter to me. But
you got it.
I think that you will probably most likely have a kid first.
Ah.
So your kids will be the
older. Out of us two?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, and then your kids will teach my kids.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Mm.
Twins and then one.
Mm.
That would be the perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Start off with two, get that over with. The next child will be so easy.
I already said the thing that I said about twins with Alexis on the podcast, or no?
I forget. You can reiterate.
I was talking to my girlfriend about kids, and I was like, that would be dope if we had twins. That's crazy that you want twins too. I was like, man, it'd be so cool if we had twins. And she said, twins run in my family. And I was like, oh, let's go. And she's like, I don't want twins. And I was like, why?
Oh.
She said, because I would be huge. And I was like, babe, no. I would
No.
And then she was like, what? Like, like, sympathy weight? And I was like, yeah. Because I realized what I said. And yeah. She was like, oh, what? Why would you say that? I was like, it's just an observation. It's not like I'm making, it's just how it would be true. She didn't like it. She thought she didn't like it at first, but then she was like, that was hilarious. Yeah, yeah. That was so funny.
That one TikTok's like, oh, you have a little hair on your face.
And then you go like this. No, I said, oh, your hair looks really good today. And she said, oh, really? I was like, can I touch it? She said, yeah. And
I was like, damn, this guy. Dang.
I feel like this is something your dad would do.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, if there was TikTok back in the day, your dad would make those too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so funny.
All right, that's all we got.
Yeah.
Oh,
what? Next podcast, I guess. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You ready?
Next podcast, you say it.
Oh, we're going to tell them?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, next podcast we have confirmed coming in is our friend Dante Bosco. If you don't know him, you do. You're incorrect. He is the voice of Zuko. He is the voice of the American Dragon Jake Long.
Yep.
He was Rufio in Hook. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of other things. And there's a bunch of new projects that were revealed in the world that he is going to be a part of that I am so excited to talk about.
We're
going to talk about anime and voice acting. So make sure to come back and check out our patreon.com/cyberproductions. There's a bunch of stuff there.
I can't wait for Dante to speak to me like in Zuko.
Yeah, I feel like I just want to do the whole podcast with my eyes closed.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex. Zuko? Zuko here.
What? You were such a incredible help saving the world, and I don't think Aang could have done without you. I'm gonna just say it,
bro. I appreciate that, man.
What?
I really appreciate that.
I can't wait. All right, we'll see y'all.
Okay,
bye.